The Slowdown is supported by W.W. Norton and Company, publishers of Poetry Unbound by Padraig O Tuama, a poetry anthology that offers immersive reflections, keen insights, and personal anecdotes on 50 powerful poems. Focusing mainly on poets writing today, Poetry Unbound engages with a diverse array of voices that includes Ada Limon, Ilya Kaminsky, Margaret Atwood, Ocean Vuong, Layli Long Soldier, and Reginald Dwayne Betts. Poetry Unbound, now in paperback.
I'm U.S. Poet Laureate Tracy K. Smith, and this is The Slowdown. In early April, I rode from Oklahoma City to Ada, Oklahoma, with State Poet Laureate Janetta Calhoun Mish. It was a spring afternoon, and the landscape leapt out at us. Golden forsythia, pink redbud blossoms, a carpet of purple henbit flowers overtaking fields. Janetta grew up in this landscape. She remembers foraging as a kid for wild blackberries and plums, carrying a tiny salt shaker in her pocket so she could enjoy fresh, ripe tomatoes off the vine. Her childhood stories reminded me of picking apricots and peaches from the trees my own father grew, and eating tomatoes whole, like apples, back when tomatoes still tasted like a mouthful of summer. But our conversation covered other ground, too. Oklahoma is the home of the Choctaw, Chickasaw, Cherokee, Muskogee Creek, and Seminole nations, native communities that trace their heritage to southeastern states of Mississippi, Alabama, Tennessee, Georgia, and Florida. These tribes were forced by Andrew Jackson's Indian Removal Act of 1830 to move west into federally designated Indian territory. By these means, the U.S. government was able to seize their ancestral lands and all of their belongings, which they were forced to leave behind. They then distributed them to white settlers. That forced march, upon which thousands of lives were lost, is referred to unmetaphorically as the Trail of Tears. Janetta and I talked for 2 hours. It was a beautiful spring day, a day in which the earth seemed so jubilant with new life. And yet we could not deny all that this very same earth has witnessed, all the spilled blood that has seeped into this very same land. In our conversation, I learned I can grow better tomatoes by feeding the soil bone meal. Lettuce thrives on blood meal. The weight of those words, blood, bone, was not lost upon me. And yet, something grows. Today's poem, To the Republic, by Pulitzer Prize-winning poet Frank Bidart, calls my mind back to the violence and the inhumanity of war, to our nation's many crimes against the innocent. It's a poem in which the conquered and the victors of history all seem to be saying the same thing. And it makes me think there is more we must nurture, more we must coax back into flowering. To the Republic, by Frank Bidart. I dreamt I saw a caravan of the dead start out again from Gettysburg. Close packed, upright, in rows on rail car flatbeds in the sun. They soon will stink. Victor and vanquished shoved together. Dirt had bleached the blue and gray one color. Risen again from Gettysburg, as if the state were shelter crawled to through blood. Risen disconsolate that we now ruin the great work of time. They roll in outrage across America. You betray us is blazoned across each chest. to each eye as they pass, you betray us. Assaulted by the impotent dead, I say it's their misfortune and none of my own. I dreamt I saw a caravan of the dead move on wheels, touching rails without sound. To each eye as they pass, you betray us. The Slowdown is a production of American Public Media in partnership with the Library of Congress and the Poetry Foundation.
Happy Poetry Month. Listeners of The Slowdown are invited to celebrate with a discounted subscription to Poetry Magazine. For $20, subscribers receive 10 book-length issues of poetry sent right to their doors, plus unlimited access to the Poetry Magazine app and all of its goodies, back issues, and audio recordings of poems. Subscribe today at poetrymagazine.org/theslowdown to receive this special offer.